Back out the 2025 Illinois State Fair. Chad Baker for WITY, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. And I made my way to the Illinois FFA Barnyard, sponsored in part by Farm Credit Illinois. They got a nice banner up there. Our friends at Farm Credit helping them out here, along with a lot of other entities. But I've got three of the major state officers here with me today to not only talk about the Barnyard, but the Can-Do Challenge. I've got Caden Swooten, Kyle Bradshaw, and Ethan Bremer with me. Guys, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Cadence, we'll start with you. Where are you from? Tell us a little bit about your background.
I'm from Weldon, Illinois. I didn't come from an ag background, but I went into it my freshman year with an open mindset, and now I found out that I want to be an ag teacher, so FFA does big things for students.
And, of course, DeLand Weldon, one of the smallest high schools in the state, so you make a big presence every day you show up for school.
Yes, ma'am. Yep. My graduating class was about 13, and we had 45 in my whole high school.
Incredible, incredible. But still plugging away over there. And is it in Champaign County, or is it over in DeWitt?
It's over in part of our school is technically in Payette, but we're DeWitt Payette with both towns.
Yep, very good, very good. Kyle, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm Kyle Bradshaw. I'm the state secretary this year, and I'm from Pittsfield, Illinois, where I attended high school and did that there. And then last year I attended John Wood Community College towards ag business. In the past, I have strong relations to the agricultural industry with multi-generational family farm and then manure application business with my family. So strong ties to that, and I plan to go back to the ag industry in my future and continue the family legacy.
Now, I have to ask, do they still talk about that those great football teams from back in years in Pittsfield?
The years of the great football teams may be a little past, but it's still there. We talk about it here and there. Hopefully someday it comes back.
Absolutely legendary by standards. If you don't believe me, go back, check the IHSA archives. And Ethan, you're from yet another part of the state, northern part of Illinois.
Absolutely, yep. I'm from Pearl City, Illinois, northwest corner of the state. I grew up there on my family's farm where we grow corn and soybeans, as well as roughly 700 head of dairy replacement heifers. So I've grown up in the ag industry. I've been in it my entire life, working on the farm ever since I could walk. Just kind of in my blood at this point, I would say. Always just anything I can do on the farm, I do it. Attended Pearl City High School, where I graduated this spring. Now I will be attending Lakeland College in Mattoon, Illinois, where I'll be in the John Deere Tech program, sponsored by Heritage Tractor. They're the sponsoring dealership sending me there. So I take a gap year for FFA, and then after that, I will be going to Lakeland College, where I'll be studying in the John Deere Tech program.
Always love running into current and future Lakers as a proud alum there. So we'll start with you, Cance. Let's talk a little bit about the Barnyard here. Everybody loves coming in and petting animals and seeing what you guys have. Tell us a little bit about what we have here.
We have some sheep. We have a couple goats. We have a calf. We have some rabbits. And we've got some piglets in here. Our calf's only about 2 weeks old. He's still bottle fed. But, yeah, just a whole lot of animals out here for people to see.
Very good, very good. Any in particular of your favorites?
I tend to favor the sheep. I don't have sheep at home, but they're so sweet. They just cuddle up right next to you.
Obviously, your ties with FFA. Do you show animals in summer? Have you do any of that growing up, even though you didn't necessarily grow up on farm? Or?
Nope, I did not. I didn't show anything. I did 4-H when I was younger, so I showed general projects for them, but never a livestock person.
There again, always a time to start, I guess, right?
Yes.
Very good. So, Kyle, what about to you? Anything in particular here you like petting?
I mean, I like all the animals, but I'd have to go with the piglets we have, just with my strong background with that. Since I was 8 years old, and even before, I've shown hogs with 4-H. I've shown barrows and gilts, and that's just been something I've always enjoyed. Then my family raises hogs in the industry and just revolves all around that, so I have to go with the piglets.
Very good. I'm going to come to you with the hard question. You've got this Can-Do Challenge that has just popped up. Let's talk a little bit about that. State FFA is pushing this. It involves cans. Fill us in.
Yeah, the Can-Do Challenge with Bayer, they kind of brought it up with us. And it just kind of chapters are getting into it to where they all, it's kind of a food drive and people are donating different foods that can go towards just to kind of help communities, which is a really good thing. And I believe that there's a prize winner that could win some Luke Bryan tickets, which is really exciting. And some money possibly could be won. I know the Luke Bryan concert is exciting because I think the major state officers, we possibly will get to go to that concert with whatever chapter wins that and gets to go. So I just think it's an overall great thing for communities to raise awareness for food drives.
And that is one thing we know Luke Bryan to do, is he really, really supports the small farms and giving back to the farmland. He's made several appearances in some of the smaller rural communities in Illinois. Ethan, there again, FFA does the same thing, you know, boots on the ground every day. Tell us what date FFA is right now heading into the 25-26 school year. Obviously, you graduated, but I'm sure you left it in pretty good hands.
Yeah, absolutely. So I came from a small chapter, kind of. I had a town of 850 high school numbers of about 120 in the whole high school, so out of all four grades. And so it's kind of a cool thing to become a state FFA officer and now be one of six running the over 42,000 Illinois FFA students. It's just an insane stat to be at. And not only that, but you're impacting all these students' lives all across the state. And you, whether you know it or not, like, you're at a conference or something, you make an impact. They may not know it now, but 5 years down the road, they'll remember back to that, those students, and they'll be like, wow, that thing, that really impacted me, and maybe it's helped me find where I'm going in my future. It's developed my career path. So at FFA, we are all about supporting the youth, really.
Before we tie up with you here, we'll check with each and every one of you, starting with you, Cadence. If there's one thing that you could say to somebody that's maybe on the fence of whether or not to join FFA, what was the deciding factor for you, and what would you say to them?
You know, you don't have to come from that ag background to be in. I didn't think I wanted to do it at first. You know, I thought it was just corn and soybeans, but you step in and you immerse in it, and you kind of learn that it's not just that. There's so many different aspects to agriculture, and you can become an within our leadership side too. So public speaking, all those things that are gonna help you grow for your future. We have a job interview contest, so getting you prepped for what you're gonna do in your future is definitely a huge thing, and I would totally tell anyone that's on the edge about joining FFA to do it.
I'm gonna ask you the same question, Kyle. What would you say to somebody that is on the fence?
I'd say mine's a little bit similar, but even if you're not planning on going to the ag industry in the future, it's just a great way to just understand a little more of where your food comes from, which I think is a great thing to know, to support that, or just other amenities that comes from the agricultural industry. And then you can get so many other skills, like she previously said, on leadership that could really build you as your career and self, that could go into the future, and it can just help you overall.
Ethan's a little bit more of an imposing figure, so I have imagined it would be some intimidation with it, but let's say intimidation aside, what would you say?
Really, why not try it out? I mean, it's an organization, you know, there's a lot of students in it, a lot of good people you can meet, and really, it might lead you to your future career. You may not know it. Like Cadence, who didn't come from an ag background, she joined that ag class, all of a sudden, she's a state officer, and she loves FFA, wants to be an ag teacher. Just an example like that, it's really like, why not try it out? You have one chance, might as well take it.
Very good. Well, I could tell the future's really bright. Just three more examples of that. Cadence Wooten, Kyle Bradshaw, Ethan Brimmer, thanks for spending time with us here at WITY, and all the best to you guys this week and in the future.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
We'll have more reports coming up from the Illinois State Fair 2025. Chad Baker for WITY.